What's up, guys? It's Brian. Welcome back to another episode of the Action Academy podcast. If you're new here, welcome for the first time. If you're a returning customer, welcome back. Today's show is an excerpt. It's a clip from a podcast episode that we posted a couple of months back with a person that I really, really look up to, and that is Mr. Ben Kinney. For people that don't know him, Ben is basically the right hand for Gary Keller, and he's worth north of $100 million. He's worth multiple hundreds of millions of dollars. And he is an insane entrepreneur, an insane businessman, and an insane philanthropist. So he loves to make a lot of money and give it all away. The reason I'm posting this clip today is I'm going to start posting specific clips that really stood out to me, that really impacted me. And I sent Ben an email recently that prompted a conversation between us that this quote and this small excerpt from our interview completely changed how I viewed life and business. And it sounds so small and insignificant, but just him talking about why you need to build a big business and why it's almost our moral obligation to build a big business. I never thought about having my vision be this big, to where he essentially is saying that he wants his vision to be so big that not only is he set up, but everyone around him is set up. So I'll let you guys listen to the show. As always, if you're enjoying this episode, if you're enjoying this podcast, please share it with multiple people. The more the merrier. It really helps us grow the show. It's the only way that we grow. And also, if you guys are interested in listening to the entire interview I did with Ben, we did a full hour and a half. I will link it in the show description. So go down there and let's get to it.
I know that if I can help 10 people become millionaires, that making $10 million was going to be easy for me. And now, as you start thinking about it, if you want to be worth $1 billion, whatever that is, then all you got to do is help enough people become millionaires. But you got to be patient and know when to push.
Do you want to hit the billion?
It's actually an irrelevant number to me. In fact, there's a number that we can all spend. Like, once you've spent it, you can't really spend anymore. And for me, funny enough, it was about $500,000. Once I was netting free and clear $500,000, I could have any car I want and buy any home I want, take whatever vacation and buy the kind of things and do the stuff that I want to do. And everything past that was just fun playing Monopoly and giving away and helping people. And so it wasn't $1 billion that gave me safety and security. And so the number's actually irrelevant.
I think it's funny, and it's important to highlight that more and more, because a lot of people say they want private jet money, they want the billion, they want the 100 million, and then they don't realize the marginal utility of money actually decreases over time. Just like you said, because an extra probably 5 million in your account doesn't really make a marginal impact on your life or happiness. Is that correct?
I'll tell you what drove me to make more than $500,000. Was I looked up and said, if that gives me peace, how much money would I have to make so that all my favorite people also made that?
Ooh.
So as you start thinking about, here's a comment people make to me all the time. Ben, I don't want to have a big business like yours. I'm happy with my small business. So that's awesome. No judgment. You're judging me right now, but no judgment to you. But let me ask you a question. Do you have any employees? And they say, yeah, I have a couple of employees. I say, great. Then you're being selfish. And they say, what do you mean? I said, you're happy with your small business basically means that you're happy with your employees making the income they're making and having the life that they have now. If you really care about your employees, then you're going to let your business be as big as it has to be so that your employees are 100% taken care of and they have whatever life they want to live. And if that's big, then that's what you need to do. And if not, just get used to employees coming and going out of your life all the time.
That's interesting. So my coach said the same thing to me where he said, you need to go from me to we. And that's what you're talking about, where it's talking about the team and giving back to other people. So I was like, okay, I left corporate America. I'll help 1 million other people leave corporate America. And this is what you talk about all the time with your businesses. How has that changed for you? And how do you keep adding to your drive? Is it just continuing to pour into your team and promote them and make sure that they're living the lives that they want to live? Or how have you seen this as you've gone about your journey?
We talked about Jay Papasan already, but he wrote a book where he said, first you need to think a million, then you can make a million, and then you can net a million. And one day Jay and I were hanging out somewhere fishing or doing something. And I said, we should really add to that equation that you guys teach, net a, or give a million, because how much would you have to make so that you could truly give away that amount of money every single year? And it just raises the bar. But for me, as money has diminished my personal return on how happy it makes me, it's been about a few things. And I took the time to make a list of things that give me joy. And if those things give me joy and make money, that's actually a win for me. But I don't want to spend my time doing things that don't give me joy. And for me, things that give me joy are, I love negotiating. I love doing deals. I'm a deal junkie. Two, I love recruiting. I think that every opportunity that I meet somebody, I'm thinking, how could I be in business with this person at some point doing something? And I just have that open mind, that open heart that everybody is recruitable into my world if I can make my world big enough. And so I love it. And then three, I love teaching and training and coaching, but only people that do something with the things I share. There's nothing worse than a room full of people that enjoy the entertainment, but do nothing with the lesson. That's horrible for me. And lastly, I really love creating things, like having a vision in my mind of something that I want to build. And it could be remodeling a house, or it could be a class I want to write, or it could be building a building, or it could be building a piece of software or starting a new company. I love this idea that I can have this idea, do something about it, and then step back and look and say, wow, like there's something there. I love creating and building things. And if I spend my time in those four areas, it moves the business forward and I enjoy it and I don't feel burnt out. Which brings me to a side comment. Everybody always calls and they say, I'm exhausted or I'm burned out and I need a vacation. And that's actually not true. Let me ask you a question, Brian. Have you ever worked really long day, like 16 hours, where you kicked ass and everything went great and you came home and you still had a lot of energy?
Most days. That's like my normal day.
Okay, great. Now, I've also worked 4-hour days where I got my butt kicked, where I didn't get anything accomplished, and I got home and I was exhausted. Mm-hmm. So is it really the hours that we spend that make us exhausted? Or is it this feeling, are we winning or losing? Because I can work 8 hours or 12 hours or 16 hours, and if I'm winning and having a good time, I'm energized and jacked up when I get home. Or I can spend 4 or 8 hours, get home and feel like I accomplished nothing, it was a big waste, and I'm exhausted and burned out. So all my friends are saying, gosh, I am exhausted. I normally look at them and say, no, you're just not winning. Mm. And if you were winning, you'd have energy. So find a way tomorrow to win in whatever small way you can, because if you win tomorrow, you're going to have energy for the next day.
Why don't people take the time to clearly define what winning looks like?
Oh, that's a good question. They live in the chaos. They exist in the chaos and the emails and the text messages. They're trying to make everybody happy in their world. And they haven't understood that actually the most productive and successful people let somebody down every day. And every single day.
Hey, real quick, if you're still listening to today's episode, I'm assuming you got value from it, so I need your help specifically. My 2-year vision with this show is to help over 1 million people do what they want, when they want, with who they want, and I can only do that with your help. There are two main ways that a podcast grows. One is through ratings and reviews, and the other is word of mouth. If you could please leave me a 5-star rating and a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, as well as send this to 1 or 2 friends that you think would get value from it, we can reach the people that we're looking to reach. Thanks in advance. Talk tomorrow.